Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Tune In Game Podcast. This is episode 42, and I'm one of your co-hosts, Nick, Mr. Retro Nick. And joining me yet again is Gas, Lost Room. And Warren's not with us tonight, first time in a while, but joining us, one of the older guests is Alistair. Are you there?
Yeah, just got lag.
It's good to have you back on anyway.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yep. So what have you been doing yourself recently, Alistair? Any more on game design adventures?
Yeah, animation, designing a full flash game. Mm-hmm. More chaos for me.
Good stuff. Yeah. So should we get on with tonight's episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, but just a quick mention about the recent events that happened in Boston and Texas. For anyone who doesn't know, the recent bombings in Manhattan, Boston during the marathon. But the suspects are being found, and one's dead, and one's been caught. And people in Texas, hopefully, haven't heard any more since then, because mostly been about Boston, but. I thought to go with those who have been affected.
Yep, cool.
So, without further ado, let's crack on. So, the first topic for tonight's episode is about discontinuation of online services, because recently Nintendo have announced that in June 28th, which is, as a matter of fact, my birthday, they're going to be discontinuing services on the Wii channels, things like weather and news and certain channels that don't get used too often, but they're discontinuing that, and obviously after they discontinue services like that on Nintendo Wii, they'll discontinue like the virtual console on Nintendo Wii, and then just fully focused on Nintendo Wii U. So just thought we'd start off with what we think about discontinuation of online services.
Is it just on the Wii? Are they going to continue on the Wii U, the channels?
I'm not too sure. I mean,
I haven't got a Wii U, you see. I don't really know what setup is like. But well, I mean, who'd switch on their Wii U just to check the weather anyway? I wouldn't. I'd just look out the window, see what the weather is.
Yeah, or we can do it on online search. But
see, I've got a weather thing on my phone. I can check the weather on my phone. Specifically go on the Wii U just to check what the weather's like. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't affect me because my Wii's not connected to the internet due to the fact it is hacked, and also the fact I never use the Wii as much as I used to.
I did buy a Wii, but I never actually.
Plus, my laptop's on Windows 8, so I get the weather updates. Especially when I turn it on anyway, so it's not like I need to know it.
Yeah, well, I assume they're just going to phase out. They're going to phase out eventually and assume it'll just go offline completely. Like most consoles that age, they'll go offline eventually.
Yeah, so obviously the Wii is discontinuing some of its services, so eventually when the new Xbox consoles announced and comes out, and when the PlayStation 4 is finally released, then eventually certain services are going to be discontinued, so
I assume that when the Xbox 360 was released, you can't go online on the Xbox anymore. Now with the new Xbox imminent, I assume eventually the Xbox 360 will be redundant online, so they'll just make way for new stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Especially since the new Xbox, you must be online at all times.
No, you don't.
Which is annoying.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because we discussed this last episode, didn't we, about one of the directors of Microsoft making the comments that if you're not online stuff, which I think you got an update on that, haven't you, guys?
Yeah, well, the console's not going to be always online, and apparently it's just going to be Microsoft mini console that's going to be always online, which I'm not... we're going to wait for more news on that, but it's not going to be always online. Microsoft have basically said that, this guy, Adam Orff, hinted that it's going to be an always online console, but it's not. They can confirm that it's not. So, but as I said, more news will come once we get it, and it'll be announced on the Xbox Ramble anyway. Wait for more news on that. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah.
So do you think, obviously when the new consoles come out, do you think it's fair on those who currently have the current systems, the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, do you think it's fair, when do you think the right time would be to actually discontinue the online services, such as the service for playing online games and...
I mean, the thing is, not everyone will go out and buy the new console straight away. One, because it costs about £300 to £400. Everyone will be able to afford it straight away, the latest start saving up for it. And don't forget, the old consoles will still be popular to a certain audience. Will come a time when popularity will dwindle and everyone's playing the new console. That's when they'll switch it off. When the numbers are up, assume they'll have a target to reach on the new console. And as soon as that target is met, then they'll start shutting down the old online services on the old. Assume that's how it would work. Yes, really, that's how I do it.
Well, I'm hardly online. I'm not really an online user anyway. So, plus, I don't buy new consoles unless there's just enough games for me to enjoy on it. And recently, there hasn't really been any new games I bought. Because most of the new games I'm just not interested in.
Yeah, I've bought a load of new games recently and a load of retro, but it's, I don't know, wait for the new console.
Yeah.
And as soon as that comes in and enough people are playing it, at the end of the day, people have paid for the Xbox Live Gold, and they'll wait for, but what they'll do first is they'll shut down the resubscription. And then they'll phase it out. If people are still buying the subscription, there's no point. As long as enough people are buying the subscription to Xbox Live on the Xbox 360, they won't shut it down because it'll still be making money. That's what it's all about, making the money. As it's always been.
Yeah, I think certainly, when they originally released the PlayStation 3, sorry if I'm rambling on a little bit here, but when they originally released the console, they said they had a 10-year plan for it, meaning that they wouldn't ban it for 10 years. They had plans what to do with it for the next 10 years, so it would be in the market until the 10 years were up, and then when the new console...
It's probably about right. I mean, the original Xbox had this shelf life of around 10 years. 360s will be, 10 years old in 2014 or 2015?
I think it's 2015, yeah.
Yeah, so I can imagine, it's probably got another 2-year lifespan with regarding the online stuff and that, so, yeah. And it'll run alongside the new Xbox 720 in inverted commas, and they'll both run online together, and then as soon as the majority of the players playing the new console, they'll start shutting the old one down, which is what happens. And then the 360 will become retro then. As well be. As long as you stop, as soon as you stop making games for it, it will be.
So anyway. How would you react if the new, say, tomorrow, all the new Xbox consoles are announced and the current Xbox service is going to be discontinued by this date. How would you feel personally, guys? Because I know you play a lot of Xbox.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, if they give you a solid date, this is when it's going to be... It's the same it's the same thing you do too. If you prepare for anything, as long as you know when it's going to happen, you've got time to prepare for it. They give you a day. Yeah, this is how much time you've got to play on your Xbox 360. Now, if you're a gamer who plays online like I do, it'll give me time to buy the new console, buy my subscription, and then phase out all the old stuff. Once the new console hit and I bought it, I won't play the Xbox 360 again. I rarely play. I only use my original Xbox if I want to play DVDs, because it's got the DVD attachment on it. That's all I use it for. It's hooked up upstairs, and I use it to play DVDs. That's all I use it for. And then when I get the new Xbox, I've got the HD DVD player up to my 360, and that's all I'll probably use it for. I assume all the services that I get on now, like Netflix and Sky and things like that, they'll be coming over to the new console. I don't see why not, because they're hugely popular.
Yeah, can't see any reason why they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, I assume it'll run alongside the console. I reckon I'll still be releasing games with it along, like they did with the PlayStation. Quite recently, you could still buy PlayStation 2 games. FIFA 2013 was the last game I actually saw, and that was very recent. So we'll still release games along with it, and then as soon as they'll hit a target saying this is what we're going to do, enough people are playing the new console now, we'll shut off the old one.
Well, I mean, all my Xbox Live account's getting used for is just the Windows games on Windows 8, which is kind of stupid because I'd play them. But that's the only time I use my online for Xbox Live. It's just Microsoft's stupid Windows 8 service.
So I mean, I use my Xbox for everything. I watch Netflix on it, I watch Sky on it, I play games on it, I do all sorts on it. And then my original Xbox.
Well, my root was out, so.
It's a DVD player. All it is, DVD player upstairs.
Yeah, well, my Wi-Fi root was damaged, so I've can't really go online, and I never really went online. It was just like, I'll go online, I feel like it, and that was it.
Yeah, I suppose if you're not really an internet user or don't use consoles for online gaming too much, when eventually the online services are discontinued, you're not going to feel a great loss. But if you use it constantly, like all the time, and you're waiting for the price to drop on the next system, or waiting for enough good games to come out for the new system before you get upgrade to the next system, it can be a bit pushed sometimes.
I use mine constantly, and I have to use it to write reviews for the website as well, so it's something I do. I have to go online with it.
I mean, the only other reason my Xbox is used because it has XNA installed, so I can try all my XNA stuff for designing indie games. That's about the only other reason my Xbox gets used. Indie game creator.
Yep. Anyway. Yeah, they'll phase it out. I mean, basically to recap, stuff will get... The stuff that people hardly use, like the weather, I mean, I don't even know why it's on there anyway. I wouldn't switch on a console just to see what the weather's like. Look out the window, but all the older apps that are not being used, then they'll phase them out, and then obviously, what's the Wii U like, Nick? Does it have you've got a Wii U, you'd have to tell us, does it have channels like the Wii U? Sorry, not the. Like the Wii had?
I don't think it has as many channels, because as far as I noticed, there wasn't a news or weather channel, so they've removed that and just kept it to like all the basic stuff.
I mean, the Wii U, what was it? I had a Wii and it had all these channels. It had the internet, it had the BBC iPlayer and things like that, and it had the weather channel and things like that. I mean, does the Wii U have that kind of stuff on it?
Well, it has things like Netflix and already, actually download Netflix on the Wii U, but it also has YouTube pre-installed, and
it has all these items, yeah.
Yeah, it has some basics, I think, included, but I think they just like cut a few things from that Wii had. As far as I know, I don't think that the the Wii mode on the Wii U, where you can actually play Wii games. As far as I know, it doesn't have the news and weather channel on there, but I haven't been able to test that out yet.
I mean, I wouldn't expect it to have news and weather. I mean, I had a Wii, and yes, it had the weather on there, but I'd never used, it had the news on there, but I'd never used that for the news. I'd buy a paper in the morning and do it. That's how I found out my news. I'd buy the paper every morning. I wouldn't switch on my Wii to do it.
Yeah, I suppose the novelty of it at the time was great. Just being able to turn on your console and check the weather, whether it's in your own country or whether it's round the world or a different part of the country. Or if you want to check the recent news. I mean, suppose it's a handy little thing back in 2005, 2006 when the Wii was first released. But as time went on, obviously, it's not they probably saw it wasn't really used to the Wii's advantage because everyone was either in making their own Mii characters or playing games or on the virtual console.
Well, that's exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's first and foremost. At the end of the day, it's a games console, and that's what primarily. That's why I use my Xbox for. It's a games console, and then obviously with Netflix as well, I use it for that. That's mainly what I use it for watching Netflix and playing games. But primarily, it's a games console. The other stuff is extra.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's like on the iPhone or any smartphone, there's all these different apps you can download. Some you don't have to download whatsoever. But some are pre-installed, like little handy apps like Notes, Clock, so you can set your alarm and check the time. And all these basic apps, you don't, which are pre-installed, so you can use if you want to. Because they're popular apps to use, but then the extra apps like you can download different like voice memo services or various apps. I can go on a massive list of all different types of apps you can download. So I think if you're going to have a service, you should be able to just like download it as an extra. Else it's just like taking up space on the memory or the hard drive.
There is loads of apps on the Xbox 360, and I've tried some of them, and if I don't like them, I get rid of them. It's up to you what you have. There's obviously some that I'll never use and some that I use, and the ones that I never use, and get rid of. Some of the you have to pay for, like that Major League Baseball one. You can watch baseball games on the Xbox 360. Right, but I'd love to watch it because I quite like baseball, but I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, exactly. So if it's a free software, there's nothing to complain about. But if you have to pay for it as an extra, not really necessary.
Yeah. Some things I will pay for, like Netflix, because that's good, especially because I get the US Netflix as well. That's the DNS settings, like I told everyone. Brilliant. It's a lot better than the UK version. So.
Certainly is, yeah.
You definitely get your money's worth using the US one. But Love Film is on it as well. But I'm thinking I might cancel that because the US Netflix is so much better.
I used to be with Love Film. I only had that two rentals per month thing. So, I mean, I did use a service, but I've eventually decided to get rid of it.
Yeah, I've finished watching the series that I was watching on Love Film, so I think now, not really anything else I really want to watch, so I'm going to get rid of everything I want to watch is on Netflix now, so I'll get rid of that.
Do you have Netflix or Love Film, Alistair?
Nope, no, I don't subscribe to things. I think the only thing I'm subscribed to is Xbox, and then that's only I buy for a month when I can be asked.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. So before we go on to the next topic, any predictions as to when PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360 will discontinue the online services completely?
We've got another couple of years. Depends on when the console's released. I know the PlayStation 2 ran. When was the PlayStation 3 released?
I think it was 2007, 2008.
They've only just stopped making games for the PS2, so that tells you something. I'd say give it another few years, and then we'll see the end of. Few years after the new console's released, and we'll probably see the end of the online services for the older console. Because they'll all be on the new console anyway. They'll just wait for people to buy the new console and switch over. As soon as they've got enough people for them to be making the money, then they'll make that switch. Anyway, carry on.
Okay, shall we go on to the next topic then?
Why not?
Okay, next topic, supporting the virtual console service. This doesn't necessarily mean just the Wii or the Wii U with its virtual console service, but for other consoles that and devices that allow you to download older games, retro games, and play them on modern systems, just for being an idea to talk about that, so... Do any of you support Virtual Console? Do you download many games, older games?
No, and when I had a Wii, I never used it. At the end of it, I own pretty much all the games that I saw on there anyway. I have the original.
Yes, I did, because I don't have the old consoles. Generally, I'm too lazy to download emulators. Like Sonic Adventure 2, I just bought it on Steam only because it was cheaper and I didn't have a Dreamcast, so I just did it that way.
Yeah. I mean, with the Xbox, I have actually downloaded like Sonic the Hedgehog and things like that. But you get achievements with it. I quite like the achievements. So you didn't get with the original game. Well, there is a website now that gives you achievements for playing old games, isn't it? Through their emulators.
Well, the last HD collection I bought was actually Jak and Dexter's. And that was only because I couldn't find them anywhere.
Yeah, I mainly use it to download and play indie games, but then again, I get them for free. And being on the website, I'll get... I haven't really bought a game in quite a while, actually. Online, anyway, because I think I've usually get them for free. But yeah, it's good. It's great for indie developers as well, the Xbox 360. And I do hope that we see it on the new console, the indie market.
Yeah, I'm sure we will, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't personally download that many virtual console games on current systems, but If it's in a deal or something, I might pick up. I've got a few on the Nintendo Wii I have. That's because I had a points card for one of my birthdays, I think, so I just used it on that. And also I've got a few good titles on 3DS as well, such as Link's Awakening. I got downloaded that from the Virtual Console, because at the time I didn't have the actual copy of Link's Awakening. Well, I did, to be precise, but it's a copy that's not really working, because every time I put it in, it works for a little bit. You see the opening cutscene, and then it's just like the Game Boy cuts out, so I think that cartridge needs a clean, but it's great, especially for those who either don't have a working copy of a particular game, or can't find a game on eBay or in shops or anywhere like that, they just can't seem to find a copy, especially like the rarer games. I think it's great that you're able to download all these classic games and just play them at home with these, so you can just like play on a modern system and experience what a game was like back in the day.
Yeah, well, I bought the Sega Mega Drive collection. I bought that for the Xbox 360. That was kind of cool. It's easy just to put them on your console that's already hooked up rather than dig it out. Plus, you get the achievements for it as well, which is cool. So, it's the only reason I'd buy a game now.
But that's always a plus, the achievement side or the trophy side of it, where you just start getting achievements
really
in the game.
I really like that, the achievement side of it, and I hope they don't phase it out. It'd be great to play with. I'll still buy the console and play with my mates online and that, but it's always nice when you're playing a game and you get a really particularly tough achievement. It really does give you that sense of achievement that you've worked for something to work for. Mm. And I know there are people that are really into the achievements. Yeah, it's okay. I'm not really bothered if I get an achievement or not, but it does give you a sense of achievement if you get a particularly tough one. I quite like them. I won't mind one.
Yeah,
with me on a games design course, it's like I see games in a different point of view to gamers now. It's like, oh, this is done by this game engine. How did they do that? So I see games in like a load of different ways now, and it's quite annoying for me now because it's like spoiled gaming for me as much as it. I don't game as much now because I know how they did it, what game engine I could probably do better, and then all the other ways of putting it.
Sorry, I was just trying to think then. I think the only service that the only consoles aren't really supporting achievements or trophies, and I think even PC games and services like Steam support achievement provides an achievement system.
You can buy games for Windows that you'll get achievements. It counts towards your Xbox Game Score.
Yeah.
You can play games now when your Windows phone that counts towards your Xbox Game Score as well. So.
Like Wordiman, isn't it?
Yeah, like Wordiman and these others as well. So it's cool.
Yeah, but I think consoles like the Wii U, and DS and 3DS are tend to be anyone that's not delved into the achievements area of gaming. So if you beat a certain level Mario in like 60 seconds, you don't get an achievement for that or anything. You get a score, but that's about it.
Yeah, I like the score. Anyway.
So, which is your favourite for virtual console services on any of the consoles available at the moment?
What the console services are available?
Your favourite virtual console service, whether it's on the 360 for downloading classic titles, or on Nintendo consoles, or the PS3.
Yeah, they don't categorise them at all on the 360. It's just you get a category of indie games, which I quite like actually, because it's made by people like Alistair, who are making games at home in their garage and things like that. I quite like that part of it. But you can search for a game by the title anyway, so if you're looking for a game in particular, it's easy to find.
Yeah.
But the stuff that I quite like is like the additional stuff like Netflix and things like that. So obviously I don't actually have a PC at all. Of a little notebook laptop, and my missus is always on anyway, so the idea for me to sit down, catch up with programs, and watch them at any time, I don't have to be in to watch it.
Yeah, I'm really delved into virtual console. I've always got a load of virtual console games on, but that's generally the Zeldas and stuff. And that's purely because I like to play games, and they're on the list of games to be let's played. So I probably bought them and went, oh, let's play it sometime. That's roughly why I did it.
Yeah, I'd say my two favourite virtual console download the services I can think of. The Xbox 360, because you can download loads of different games, old and new, and also all the DLC, you can easily find it. So if you find a particular game, you can find all the DLC related to it if you want to download it. And it's like the Nintendo Wii's virtual console, even though I haven't delved into it that much. I mean, it's easy to find different genres of games for different systems. So any particular game you're looking for, it's fairly easy to find. I mean, other online services such as the PlayStation and 3DS, they do a good job, but the thing is really developed that well. Granted, I haven't really used the PSP PS3's virtual console service that much, but they'll do a good job in their own way, so... Yeah, I reckon virtual consoles are here to stay, probably for a long time, because of how popular retro games are becoming.
Oh, retro games are always going to be popular. I mean, you look at a site like Retro Collect, which I'm a member of, got over 4,000 members now, which is insane. So, it's a big community. People are going to play retro games, whether they're going to... People can't go out and find the consoles, the retro consoles, or have the original games, they're going to buy them on a newer console, because they know they can get them on a newer console. It's just a way for them to play them. And it might inspire them to go out, oh yeah, yes, I remember playing that game. They'll be flicking through the arcade library one time on Xbox and see like Sonic on there and think, oh yeah, I used to play that again, that's fantastic. And it could inspire them to go out and buy the console again and start collecting, you never know.
Yeah, there's different ways of inspiring. So if you see like a classic game, you sort of a friend's house at the time and you never got a chance to play because the friend was hogging the game all the time and just letting you watch, for example, and you really wanted to play, but you only got 5 minutes before to play before you had to go home. So and you see the game on the virtual console when you get a chance to download it and play it all by yourself without having to share it with anyone else. So.
Yeah, I know Sega released a lot of games on there, on the Xbox 360. A lot of old games. You've got, which I think are games that you've got on there, Golden Arch, Alex Kidd, you've got all sorts on there. All the old stuff. Yeah. Sonic CD on there, haven't we? So, a load of stuff that's been on there.
Yeah.
I've got Spectrum games on the indie marketplace. I know Elite Systems, they've released Manic Miner and Jet Set Willy on there, so and I'm sure we're going to see more from them. So a lot of the old stuff's coming back onto the newer consoles, and they're trying to corner, obviously, a newer market. Excuse me. Anyone?
Yeah, I mean, obviously not every game is available on virtual console, but a lot of like, the most popular and most requested games seem to be on them. And I think recently Nintendo have announced in Nintendo Direct update that they're going to be bringing Earthbound or Mother 2 to the virtual console, which a lot of games have been asking for years, countless years, and it's finally coming to a game they really wanted to play because the game's really expensive. I don't know if it is really as rare as people say, but it is quite expensive on eBay. I mean, loose copy is anywhere from £80 to £120 or $100 to $150 just for the loose cart, and we can go a bit even higher. So it is a popular and rare game, but if it's going to be made on the virtual console, it'll probably make it easier for actual collectors to pick it.
I mean, if people will try and get games that they probably will never own because they're out of the price range, they'll try and get them. Obviously, emulation is the way to go, isn't it? Just a way for people to play games that they can't afford. Whether it's going to be through emulation or on a console. Through a re-release.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think Alistair's been cut off because he's been saying he's having lag problems, so I don't know if he's coming back on or not. I don't think so. Cause it is.
We'll crack on.
Yeah, so, sorry, Alistair, I mean, obviously, I have problems with the internet there, but we're going to have him on anyway, so hopefully next time we have him on, his internet should be sorted.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, we'll carry on.
Okay, so
knackered. Too much shopping today, but we'll talk about that in a minute. I've been buying stuff.
Okay, so yeah, you certainly have, Gaz. So shall we go on to what we've been watching recently?
Yes. Well, as like I said, I've been on Love Film. I finished watching Reaper, which was a really cool program about some parents who one of their parents was ill, and they sold their son's. Their unborn child's soul to Satan. But it was a comedy. It's really cool. But it's only lasted 2 seasons and it's finished. a good cliffhanger, but there was never any more episodes made, so I'm kind of disappointed it was never I can't get to see any more. But never mind. That was kind of cool. What else have I been watching? I've seen something. I don't know. What have you been watching? I'll try and think of something else.
Well, not too much, but I've been watching a few more episodes of Futurama, still enjoying that.
Cool.
And watched, I think it was, the episode where Bender's, becomes a robot wrestler. If you know which right. one I'm on about, and has a little reference to Mystery Science Theatre.
Yeah, it's
as
been well. Eight.
What happened there?
Futurama back? Are they making a new series? I'm sure I heard that somewhere.
Not too sure, really.
I'll have to have a look and look that up. We'll find out that for you next week.
Yeah, but still enjoyed it. I watched a few episodes of that, so still having fun watching Futurama. So I'll either watch a bit of that after the podcast or watch Doctor Who. I haven't decided yet. What else have we been watching? Yes, speaking of Doctor Who, yeah, I've watched the recent episode Cold War. I've yet to watch the new one, which is a ghost story, but it's still good. A few people have been complaining about the second part of the seventh series not being that good, but I think it's starting to get a bit better now, so hopefully the rest of the series picks up a little bit from here, so... So the episode Cold War, that was a good episode overall. Starred David Warner, so can't go too wrong with him. And I've also watched The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, because I got that on Blu-ray last week.
Yeah, I want to get that.
See you. Yep, so I got that and been watching that. So it's great watching it again. Loads of fun. Still a great move, and I can't wait for the second part to come out later this year.
Cool.
And what else? I'm trying to think. Off the Rockers. I've been watching that. Still, a great comedy program. If you haven't watched it already, Gaz. I forgot to record a repeat of it, actually. Oh, well, never mind. And apart from the odd TV program and some internet videos as usual, that's about it, really. Anything else from your end, Gaz?
No, I think that's it. I've been playing a few games. I've been watching a bit of Bowens, but mainly watching the video. And that series finished. There was 31 episodes. I've been watching that, so I finished with that now. So I'm going to find something else to watch.
Cool.
I'll be flicking through Netflix and finding a series that I haven't watched before. Cool. But this, my missus is watching. What's it called? Finder. She's seen that's really good, so I'm going to try. I might start watching that. Anyway.
So on to games you've been playing recently, huh?
Usual stuff, Gears of War, Forza, pretty much up from modern, but yesterday I bought a TurboGrafx-16, I got some games with that and I was testing it all yesterday. I'll be playing a bit of new games, I can't remember what some of the games are called. There's a golf game, there's a baseball game, there's a side-scrolling shooter game which is called Deep Blue, I think. Something like that. It's like it's an underwater side-scrolling shooting game. It's a little bit weird. Then there's a vertical scrolling one as well, which is a kind of cool game. It's called something laser, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the games are called. And then there's another game as well. What's the other game? Another sports game. What's that tennis tournament called with the countries? Davis Cup Tennis, that's the one. And then there's another game with it, but that one's, I've not played that one yet because it's sealed, so which is kind of cool. But I got that yesterday from Retro Station, the console and six games, £95, which is kind of a good deal. So.
Certainly is, yeah.
And I also bought yesterday as well from Retro Station, the Action GT video driver game that he had in there, which is really cool. And for anyone who doesn't know what it is, it's a video game. Well, when I say video game, it's actually a game on a VHS, which that kind of video game. It's got a sensor on it, and you have a steering wheel. It's kind of cool. So I'm going to try and set that up with, because I do have a VHS player. I'm going to set that up and try that out.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So I went to Retro Station. Looks really cool, actually. So yeah. Let's hear your thoughts really, on that.
Yeah, really cool. I'm going to try and set it up, and I'll have to set it up with the old TV, because obviously the new TVs, the sensor won't work on it. So that's pretty much it for everything I've been playing. Anything else? No, there's a few games I've bought recently. I'm buying stuff on. Bought some Final Fantasy PS games, Final Fantasy PSP game, and I'm watching a few bits as well on eBay, a few consoles, so hopefully I'll win them.
Hey, good luck with those.
I'll be bidding. Well, they're collection only and the local, so hopefully when it's collection only and the local, the prices are usually quite cheap.
Yeah, and you can control when you get it and that, as opposed to when it's in the post.
One of the consoles has got a game that I know is very rare, so obviously the seller doesn't know how rare it is.
Okay, well, good. Well, keep us up there on that, guys, and let us know what it is when and if he gets it.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything yet. I don't want anyone else to sneak in and bid it. Anyway, cool. Yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing. What about you?
Well, again, not too much, because it's a busy week again, just doing stuff. But I've been playing a bit more of Arkham City on Batman Arkham City on the Xbox 360.
Yeah, so
I've completed all the side missions now, and I've started to play the game plus mode, which is basically you get all the upgraded weapons and gadgets as you play through the game, but from the very beginning. But the enemies are tougher, and you don't know when to press the counter button, because you can't see the counter icon over the enemy, so you have to keep a close eye on when the enemies are attacking to counter attack. So it is a bit more challenging, but still fun because it's a great game. And I did try and do some not challenge modes, but the internet on the Xbox wasn't working for some reason, so don't know what.
Are you with Virgin?
No, not with Virgin. I don't think, as far as there wasn't anything to do with the internet itself, it's just the Xbox wouldn't pick up the internet, because on other devices, the internet was working fine, was able to play on Wii U and everything, that was fine.
Oh, yeah. That's weird. Yeah, I know, because our Virgin went down for a few hours on Friday afternoon, I think, so it was only a couple of hours, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. So, speaking of the Wii U, I actually played a demo of Zombie U, which is really cool. Took a little time to get used to controls, but once you get the controls down, it's a pretty fun zombie game. It's about survival, and every time you die, you don't just like respawn. You start with a new character, and then the old character you played as becomes that zombie, which is really cool in that aspect. So probably we'll pick the game up at some point. Wait for the price to drop down a little bit more, and I might pick up a bunch of Wii U games to play on that. I just played the Virtual Console version of Kirby's Adventure, the NES version, on the Wii U, because I got that through the sale thing that's going on, because I think every month they have a different virtual console game, and they reduce it to like 30p or 40p, somewhere around that price range, which is ridiculously cheap for the full virtual console game, which is normally about £3 to £5 per game. Pretty good deals there, so I'll hopefully be picking up the other ones as they get released.
Yep.
And I've also been playing on my 3DS Street Pass Quest 2. And currently at this point where an enemy keeps dodging the attack, so that's getting a bit annoying because I keep wasting the Miis I have, the Mii characters I have, trying to attack it and keep dodging the attack, so getting a little bit frustrated with that, but yeah, still having fun with Fit 3DS. I'm looking at trying to get an upgrade for it, get the 3DS XL, because if you remember some time ago, I told you I spilled milkshake on it by accident.
Yeah,
I mean, it still works fine. I mean, the D-pad's a little bit iffy, because it, when I press down, it doesn't really respond unless I press it hard or wiggle it to press it down on D-pad. Thankfully, most of the games don't require me to use a D-pad, so that's okay, but I'd rather have a fully working 3DS all the same, so hopefully at some point, I'll be getting paid soon, so I'll probably, or looking to getting a new 3DS XL, so I've got a bigger 3DS to show off and play the games on a bigger screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at different ones. I'm either going to get a bundle with Mario Kart 7 or Super Mario 3D Land, even though I have both those games. So I don't know which bundle I have, because it's only like £10 extra for the bundle pack. Which is pre-installed on the 3DS, so I don't have to like take the cart with me and put it in to play the game. I can just play it on the go. So even look at those two, or I'm looking at the new Fire Emblem Spare Limited Edition. It looks really, really cool, but I'm debating whether to spend the extra cash on that or not. So I'm going to have a think and see which one I get. Hopefully I pick one of them up, but I might not pick any of them. But just have to wait and see.
Cool.
And trying to think, is there anything else I've been watching? Watch the film She's a Man last week. Oh wait, that's not a game, is it? Sorry, this is something else I remembered from while I've been watching She's a Man. Or watch that. It's a pretty fun movie, based on one of Shakespeare's plays, I think, not sure which one. It's one where the female twin pretends to be the male twin. I'm not sure if you've ever seen that,
I
guess.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one where she plays football?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good movie. Oh,
soccer.
Yeah, soccer, yeah. For American listeners.
Yep. Yeah. I've seen that one, yeah. That's kind of a cool little movie, actually.
Yeah,
I'm sure it is. I can't remember what it's based on now. Yeah, I think you might be right, yeah.
Films that
Shakespeare plays, like that film 10 Things I Hate About You was based on The Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah, that was a good one as well.
Stories based on Romeo and Juliet, and yeah, there's all sorts of Scrooge was based on Christmas Carol and things like that, so yeah, it's cool. Shakespeare's, obviously he's a playwright, but yeah, his stuff gets remade all the time, or adapted all the time.
Yeah. So yeah, sorry to go off the games we've been playing to what we've been watching again, but that's just sort of something I remembered randomly, so. I think that's it for games and films and TV series and everything been watching. So, any highlights for you this week, guys?
Oh, I've got a new console. Been buying stuff. Got a new console. Got a new game, which I never got to play. I remember watching it as a child, the Action GT video driver, and I'm thinking, wow, I want one of them. Now I'm 37 years old. Actually, almost 38. I'm 38 in a couple of weeks. Actually, well, no, I don't think I'm 38 in a couple of weeks. I'm 38 in a couple of weeks, so I'm never gonna grow old. I'm like Peter Pan, you know what I mean? There's always going to be a young kid inside of me. That sounds so wrong. I'm a youngster at heart and always will be. But yeah, that's the highlights. New console. It's always a highlight when you buy a new console.
Certainly is, yeah.
Kind of cool, yeah, and it works a treat. It was just traded in as I walked into Retro Station to pick up the Action GT, and it's mint. It's in the box, it's mint, and one of the games is sealed. Yeah, it's been well looked after, so I'm well happy. Pretty much it. Oh, and the highlight of the week is Manchester City got beat today by Tottenham. So all it'll take is Man United to beat Villa tomorrow, and I'll be a happy man, because Man United will win the title tomorrow to beat Villa. Which is not hard, because let's face it, Villa is shit.
It's a good job my family's not listening at the moment, because they are Villa fans, so...
I know, but let's be honest, they are rubbish this season. So, nobody can argue with that, really. Last time Villa were a force to be reckoned with was when Man United won their first Premier League title back in 92. Villa finished second. That's how long ago Villa were any good. So, yeah, sorry Villa fans, but your team's shit. Anyway, yeah. So I'll be happy if Man United win tomorrow. What else? I don't know. What else did I do? Oh yeah, I went to the kids had a teacher training day at this kids' school, so the kids were off on Friday, so we took them up to the nature park, which was kind of cool. Saw loads of animals. Yeah, really good. We were going to take them to the Sea Life Centre, but that would have cost £15 a person, which is ridiculous.
A bit steep.
Oh yeah, I mean if you turn up on the door, it's £19 a person. If you book it online, it said £20 a person. Sorry, £10 a person. I thought, okay, I can afford that. £10 a person, it'll be a good day out. So this is probably my what's it called, rant of the week as well. So if the Sea Life Centre, it's £19.20 is if you just turn up on the door and pay, which for a family of four, there's no discount for children, it's per person, you don't differentiate between adults and child. So if you're a child of five or an adult of 38 like I am, you pay the same price, which is mental. So it would have cost me, if it had just turned up, and I checked online beforehand, it would have cost me close to £80. I checked online, and it says, oh, if you book online, it's £10 a person. I thought, oh, okay, that's fine. It's better than £80. But when I went to buy the tickets, because it came up £60, which is weird. If you book the tickets online on the day, it's £15 a person. If you book them in advance, it's £10 a person, so... we wanted to go on that particular day, so it was £15. I thought, I'm not paying £60. So in the end, we found the nature centre local, and it cost £11.50 for four of us, because it was free for the little one, because he's under 5 years old.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah. Fiver for me, it's £4 for the missus, because he's a student, and it's £2.50 for the daughter, which was brilliant. Family of four, £11.50 day out, brilliant. I mean, loads of fun stuff, lots of animals to see, and yeah, it's cool. Good day out. Well, half a day out, because it's kind of a small place, but it's cool. Anyway, yeah, that's my rant of the week. Sea Life Centre's a ripper.
Yeah, it used to be pretty good from what I remember as a kid. But I haven't been for years, so I don't know what's happened since.
Paying £10 just to see a bunch of fish is a bit of a ripper, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you can just go to a pet shop and just have a look at the fish there.
I know, but yeah, I know they have some kind of cool fish, but bloody hell. If I turn up on the door, they're going to charge £20. I'm sure a fucking ticket at Alton Towers doesn't cost that much. Kind of ridiculous, really. But then the other day, I spent £11 for the whole family to go to the nature centre, so there you go. Sort your prizes out, Sea Life Centre, because they're a bloody joke. Anyway.
Yeah, but anyone who complains about it costing too much to take the kids out somewhere, well, there's an example of how to take the kids out for next to nothing.
Yeah. Just have a look online. I mean, I'd never been. My dad takes the kids all the time, and they love that place. Really cool place. But I try. Yeah, Sea Life Centre, the ripper. They've got a little shop as well. They've got a restaurant to eat there. It cost me more to buy food there than it did to get in there.
Yeah.
I wasn't bad. I didn't mind. Behind the end of the day out for the kids, rather than sell it home, you know what I mean? What
yeah.
You tell them, get them out of the house. If you've got kids, get them out of the house once in a while. Not good to keep them in the door watching telly. And again, my two don't watch telly all the time anyway. I have them reading books and stuff, so...
Yes, yeah, anyway. Something educational, something to keep
active. Kids are never going to learn by watching cartoons all day. Yes, there are some educational programs on the TV, like Super Why. That's a good one because it teaches the kids how to pronounce letters and things like that. That's a cool show. But just watching cartoons, kids are never going to learn. All the kids are going to learn is that if they watch old cartoons like Looney Tunes, is that they'll try and use hammers to try and kill each other like the Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get them that kind of stuff, but not occasion. Anyway, yeah, that's my rant of the week. Sea Life Centre, you're a con. It's just ish. Not paying that much.
Yeah. Probably make a lot of money from the souvenirs and that, but.
Oh yeah, I've no doubt. But I would have been happy if. It was really weird because it said book online, it's £10, and then when I went to book it, because I thought, oh, £10, yeah, I can afford that, it'd be a nice day out for the kids. When I went to book it, it says, oh, it's not £10 unless you book it in advance. Why didn't I? It's £15 if you book it on the day, which is it's an extra £20 because it was four of us. And you don't get a discount if a child's under five, you don't get a discount for a children full stop, you don't get a discount for a student. Everyone's the same price, which is a bit ridiculous. Anyway, you didn't have a family ticket or anything. You know, in usual places, you have like a family ticket.
Yeah. Most places offer family tickets. Yeah.
No, they don't have anything like that. Ridiculous. Anyway, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think of highlights. I haven't really done too much really. I mean, last week picked up an extra game. I mentioned it, Breath of Fire for the Super Nintendo, the American version. Because I got the Famicom, Super Famicom version, so I thought I'd get the American version from Craig at registration.
Cool.
And the only other highlights, well, it's not happened yet, but in a week tomorrow, Monday, I'll be supervising a trip for the college with a group of students. I mean, I won't mention on the podcast where to, because... well, for reasons, I can't talk about what happens while with college affairs and stuff, but...
Cool.
Yeah, it should be fun for the students and a very experience for me to, support students in different environments, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it should be a good day out, and that's, so... Yeah, that's something to look forward to, and... That's about it, really. Can't really think of me. It's just been an average week, really. Nothing too exciting's happened. Nothing really terrible's happened. Just not an average week.
Average week, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so can't complain too much. But yeah, it was a good episode as always, guys.
Yeah, but late in a couple of weeks, I'm not going to be on anyway because I'm going to a retro event in Wolverhampton. Stopping over to Revival, that's on the 18th, 19th of May.
Yeah, is that the event sponsored by Retro Gamer Magazine, or am I thinking something different?
Retro Fusion.
Oh, Retro Fusion, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I'll be going to that. So, yeah. Report back from that the week after. But yeah, that's how we represented Retro Collect, as usual. Retro Collect have a SNK cosplay event on at that event, so that's kind of cool. You have to dress up as a character from SNK, which obviously is Neo Geo. So.
Yeah. Oh, good luck. Yeah. Oh, good luck. Look at that in advance, guys, in case we don't think I'd speak next
week.
Yeah,
I was gonna travel down and each day, but it looks like loads of people are going and stopping out and going out have a night out. My last train back is at 10:30, so I want to decide now we're going to stop over. My brother's coming down, so we're going to share a room, so cost down a little bit, and yeah, I can get drunk now.
Yeah.
that out with all my retro buddies. So it's kind of cool. Anyway, yeah, cool. I'm going to go on the television now, and we'll see you all soon, folks.
Okay, so again, sorry to Alistair, we've got cut off because of the internet connection, but thanks for being on anyway, and hope to have you on soon. And it's
short episode this week, but yeah, we'll find something to
Hopefully next time we'll have more of a discussion or more to talk about next time, hopefully. But thanks for looking. We just hope the short episode's been entertaining at the very least. So that's the aim anyway. So thanks again, guys, as always.
Sure, catch you later, mate.
Okay, thanks to everyone else, and until next time, we'll speak to you soon. Take care and good night.